This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The Denver Broncos are facing a federal lawsuit alleging racial discrimination. Brian Flores, who is black, says Broncos president Joe Ellis and former GM John Elway behaved unprofessionally during a 2019 interview for head coach. Former Broncos player Ryan Harris says while the allegations are not in line with his experience of the two,
that does not mean that Brian Flores is lying, and it could very well mean at the same time the Broncos are telling the truth. It's just murky and it's tough.
Broncos officials deny the allegations and plan to defend themselves. No criminal charges will be filed in a child's death at Glenwood Caverns last September. CPR's Stina Sieg reports.
In a letter explaining the decision, District Attorney Jefferson Cheney says he cannot prove in court that a crime had been committed in the death of 6-year-old Wangel Estefanos. She fell 110 feet from the haunted mine drop after employees failed to notice she was not buckled in. The state fined the park $68,000 after an investigation found it had not properly trained ride operators. Her family is suing the amusement park. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A man who died January 20th while skiing at Copper Mountain has been identified as Nicholas Vigil. Officials say he suffered a traumatic brain injury and was wearing a helmet. Snow is expected to end tonight, -5 along the Front Range. It'll be -8 in the mountains and 5 above zero overnight for the western.